Welcome to your OCR GCSE French Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor for today, and we're diving into one of the most rewarding topics on the entire specification, using a range of vocabulary. This is the skill that separates candidates who scrape a grade 4 from those who sail into the top bands. Whether you're preparing for your writing task, your speaking assessment, or your translation, the vocabulary choices you make are being scrutinized by examiners at every single mark point. So settle in, grab a pen, and let's get to work. Before we go any further, let me tell you exactly what's at stake. Under the OCR J720 specification, your writing is assessed under Assessment Objective 4 and your speaking under Assessment Objective 2. Both carry 25% of your total GCSE marks. Examiners are explicitly instructed to reward what the mark scheme calls ambitious vocabulary choices. That means words and phrases that go beyond the basic core list. And here's the really good news. You can still earn those marks even if you make a minor grammatical error, as long as the ambition is clearly there. So taking a vocabulary risk is almost always worth it. Now, let's talk about what range of vocabulary actually means in practice. It's not just about knowing more words. It's about three things: variety, precision, and register. Variety means you're not repeating the same adjective or verb throughout your response. Precision means you're choosing the exact right word for the situation rather than a vague catch-all. And register means your language feels appropriately sophisticated for a GCSE candidate. Not childlike, not artificially complex, but confident and controlled. Let's start with verbs, because this is where most candidates lose marks without realizing it. The verb dire, meaning to say, appears in almost every piece of writing. But examiners see it hundreds of times. When you replace dire with affirmer, to state or affirm, soutenir, to maintain or argue, admettre, to admit, or reconnaître, to acknowledge, you immediately signal lexical sophistication. The same principle applies to faire. Instead of j'ai fait une promenade, puis j'ai effectué une promenade, or even better, je me suis promené. These alternatives don't just sound better, they actively earn you marks. Now, adjectives. The word bon is the single most overused adjective in GCSE French writing. Examiners have a phrase for this. They call it the good problem. Everything is good, very good, quite good. Instead, build yourself a bank of precise adjectives. For positive experiences, remarkable, époustouflant, breathtaking, inoubliable, unforgettable, enrichissant, enriching. For negative experiences, décevant, disappointing, épuisant, exhausting, accablant, overwhelming. For people, bienveillant, kind-hearted, ambitieux, déterminé. Learn 5 in each category and rotate them. That's all it takes. Let's move on to one of the most powerful tools in your vocabulary arsenal, complex structures. The OCR mark scheme explicitly credits what it calls complex structures, and these are your route to the top band. Let me give you 5 that are universally applicable, meaning you can drop them into almost any topic. First, avant de, prouve the infinitive. Avant de prendre une décision, il faut réfléchir soigneusement. Before making a decision, you have to think carefully. This works for environment, technology, school, travel, almost anything. Second, si clauses. Si j'avais plus d'argent, je voyagerais davantage. If I had more money, I would travel more. This is a conditional structure that examiners love. It demonstrates control of two tenses simultaneously. Third, the subjunctive trigger, bien qui. Bien que ce soit difficile, je fais de mon mieux. Although it's difficult, I do my best. The subjunctive is rare at GCSE, but absolutely rewarded when used correctly.
Non seulement, mais aussi.
Not only, but also.
Non seulement c'est passionnant, mais c'est aussi très utile.
This is a sophisticated linking structure that shows you can build complex arguments.
Ce qui me plaît, c'est que what I like is that. Ce qui me plaît dans les voyages, c'est que l'on découvre de nouvelles cultures.
This is a cleft sentence structure, elegant, natural, and impressive. Now I want to talk about the 3 timeframes, because this is absolutely non-negotiable for the top bands. OCR examiners are instructed to reward candidates who demonstrate control of past, present, and future within a single piece of writing or speaking. Think of it as the temporal triangle. Every paragraph you write should ideally touch on at least 1 time frame, and your overall response should cover all 3. For the past, your go-to tense is the passé composé.
L'année dernière, j'ai visité Paris avec ma famille.
Last year, I visited Paris with my family. If you're feeling ambitious, add the imperfect.
Quand j'étais petit, je passais mes vacances à la mer.
When I was young, I used to spend my holidays by the sea.
The imperfect shows ongoing or habitual past action.
Examiners credit this distinction. For the present, use the present tense confidently, but vary your constructions. Instead of always using a simple present verb, try être en train de for ongoing action. Je suis en train d'apprendre le français. I'm in the process of learning French. Or use avoir l'habitude de faire habits. J'ai l'habitude de lire avant de dormir.
For the future simple is your friend. Dans 10 ans, je travaillerai à l'étranger. In 10 years, I will work abroad. You can also use aller plus the infinitive for the near future. Je vais passer mes examens en juin. But the future simple scores higher marks because it demonstrates a more sophisticated command of the language.
Now let's spend some time on idioms because these are your secret weapon. An idiom is a fixed expression whose meaning can't be worked out word by word, and using one correctly signals genuine linguistic competence. I want you to memorize 5 safety net idioms that work across multiple topics.
1. Ça coûte les yeux de la tête. It costs an arm and a leg. Use this for topics about money, technology, travel, or consumerism.
2. Il faut de tout pour faire un monde. It takes all sorts to make a world. Use this for topics about diversity, society, or opinions.
3. Mieux vaut prévenir que guérir.
Prevention is better than cure. Perfect for health, environment, or social issues.
4. On n'a rien sans peine.
Nothing comes without effort. Ideal for school, careers, or personal development.
5. Avoir le cafard.
To feel down or depressed, literally, to have the cockroach. Use this for mental health, well-being, or personal challenges.
Learn these 5. Practice them until they feel natural. Then drop one into your writing task and watch your vocabulary score rise.
Now we're going to shift gear and talk about exam technique, specifically the common mistakes that cost candidates marks and exactly how to avoid them. The first and most damaging mistake is phonetic spelling. This is when candidates spell French words the way they sound in English. Beaucoup becomes beaucoup. Malheureusement becomes malheureusement. These errors signal to the examiner that the candidate has not learned the written form of the word, and marks are deducted accordingly. The solution is simple but requires discipline. When you learn a new word, always write it down.
Never just listen to it. The visual memory of the correct spelling is what protects you in the exam.
The second major mistake is anglicism, using English sentence structure with French words. For example, je suis 15 ans instead of j'ai 15 ans, or je suis excité, which in French has an entirely different meaning from the English excited. The correct phrase is je suis enthousiaste or je suis ravi. Anglicisms are penalized because they show the candidate is thinking in English and translating rather than thinking in French. The third mistake is confusing c'est and il est. This is a classic false friend trap. When describing a person with a noun, use c'est un médecin. When describing with an adjective alone, use il est or elle est médecin. Note no article. But c'est intéressant for general statements. The rule is adjective alone after il est, everything else after c'est. Memorize this distinction. It comes up constantly. The fourth mistake is false friends. The most dangerous one at GCSE is actuellement. Students write actuellement, meaning actually, but in French it means currently or at the moment. If you want to say actually, use en fait or en réalité. Other dangerous false friends include sensible, which means sensitive, not sensible. Use raisonnable for sensible. Sympathique, which means nice or pleasant, not sympathetic. Use compatissant for sympathetic, and éventuellement, which means possibly, not eventually. Use finalement for eventually. Now, let me give you the PAL method, my favorite exam technique for the 150 word writing task. PAL stands for past A-grade structures and link words. For every paragraph you write, ask yourself, have I included a reference to a past time frame? Have I used at least one A-grade structure? A complex construction, an idiom, or an ambitious vocabulary choice? And have I used sophisticated link words to connect my ideas? Not just et and mais, but cependant, however, néanmoins, nevertheless, par conséquent, consequently, en outre, furthermore, pourtant, yet, however, and d'ailleurs, besides, moreover. If every paragraph passes the PAL test, you're writing at the top band. Time for our quickfire recall quiz. I'm going to ask you 5 questions. Pause after each one and try to answer before I give you the answer.
Question 1.
What does actuellement mean in French? Pause now. The answer is currently, or at the moment, not actually. Question 2. Give me one alternative to the verb dire. Pause now. You could have said affirmer, soutenir, admettre, or reconnaître. Any of those is correct. Question 3. What does the idiom s'écoute les yeux de la tête mean? Pause now. It means, it costs an arm and a leg. It's very expensive. Question 4. What are the 3 timeframes OCR examiners want to see in your writing? Pause now. Past, present, and future. Ideally, all 3 within a single response. Question 5. What does PAL stand for in the PAL method? Pause now. Past time frame, A-grade structures, and link words. How did you do? If you got all 5, excellent. You're already thinking like a top band candidate. If you missed any, go back and review that section of the guide. Let's wrap up with a quick summary of everything we've covered today. Using a range of vocabulary is not about memorizing a dictionary. It's about making smart, strategic choices that signal competence to the examiner. Replace overused verbs like dire and fair with precise alternatives. Upgrade your adjectives from bon and grand to remarkable and époustouflant. Use complex structures, avante, si, clauses, bianchi, to access the top mark bands. Cover all 3 timeframes, past, present, and future. Memorize your 5 safety net idioms. Avoid the 4 big mistakes, phonetic spelling, anglicisms, confusing se and ille, and false friends like actuellement, and apply the PAL method to every paragraph you write. You've got this. The vocabulary is learnable, the structures are practicable, and the marks are there for the taking. Keep revising, keep writing, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bonne chance!